The Promenade Park at Fort Wayne's riverfront finally celebrated its grand opening on the weekend of August 9th. The park's opening weekend featured live performances and showcases of the park's features, an occasion celebrating a project more than 5 years in the making. WBOI's Zach Bernard was able to tour the park prior to its grand opening.
When you walk into Fort Wayne's new Promenade Park, you're instantly greeted by a fountain and sculpture called Convergence. The 19-foot-high artwork was created by Linda Howard and was inspired by, quote, the convergence of the three rivers, but it also represents the energy of all people in town who want to make a difference. It's just one of many sights offered by the city's breathtaking new addition. Fort Wayne Parks and Recreation Director Steve McDaniel says he's thrilled with the construction work that was done on the park, even though a wet spring delayed their work and, ultimately, the grand opening of Promenade Park for 2 months.
The construction teams came together. They saw what our goal was. They budgeted their time, their manpower, and we got it done. And we're real excited to be to this point to open up Promenade Park.
McDaniel would guide a tour of reporters through the park several hours before the park's grand opening as crews worked to clean up and prepare for the festivities. The Promenade Park is an immersive experience, from Convergence to the large canopy trail providing arguably the best view of Fort Wayne's skyline and rivers, to the kayaking opportunities on the river itself, to the Sweetwater Bandshell and PNC Playground. The park manages to offer something for almost everyone. Despite all of this preparation, the most important thing was making sure residents are happy with such a significant investment. That's why the opening weekend featured live music and comedy performances, boat races, and nature-themed events. Fort Wayne Park's spokesperson Natalie Eggeman quoted her colleague Megan Butler, saying they wanted residents to feel like their first visit to the park was like a first date.
And I thought, you know, it's kind of like a blind date. You've seen some pictures, maybe. You're hopeful it's going to be the coolest thing you've ever seen, but you're also worried that you're going to be disappointed. Well, I've been telling people when they come to this park, they'll realize they're going to date this park over and over and over again.
McDaniel wanted residents to know that the park is a social space that is, and always will be, for everyone.
We spent a lot of time trying to make sure that we had all those details of who would be using the park and how they would be interacting with the park, and we hope that we hit the mark with that.
The enthusiasm from residents that followed over the weekend would validate that hope. But for as flashy as the Promenade Park is, it's merely the first of three phases in Fort Wayne's overall riverfront development plan. Fort Wayne Community Development Planner Paul Spoolhoff says planning for Phase 2 will be completed later in the fall, and the goal is to continue making the park an extension of downtown.
We're as far into it as starting to identify some of the early movers, what we think are properties that the city and our partners own that are good first steps for the next attracting the next private development.
He says Land Collective is still mapping out design work and building could begin in 2020, with development continuing over time. For WBOI News, I'm Zach Bernard.